Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis. How may I help you?
Hello, real person.
How's it going?
Scott. My name's Scott Lewis. I got a reservation code, and I was checking out what you got.
All right, Scott, absolutely. I can look into it for you. What's the reservation code there?
2311-0101-0055-7670.
7670. All righty. And Scott, is this the best number to reach at that you're calling in from, the 907-371-9774 number?
Let's see. It's 970-488-1520.
Okay. Bear with me here.
That's the best one. This is my cell phone.
Oh, this is your cell phone. Okay. And I'm sorry, what was that other number? I have 907?
907-488-1520. That's because it's got an answering machine.
Excellent. Okay, I went ahead and... That's your home phone. Gotcha. Okay, I went ahead and put that in there for you. And you know what? We don't have the name of your company either. What was the name of your business?
It was Snow on Snowing Mobile.
Snow on Snowing Mobile?
Snow number one snow removal.
Snow number one snow removal. So I can take a good guess at what you do then up in Alaska.
Yeah, there you go. Well, right now I got a thing called a grader, and I grade parking lots and roads and stuff like that. That's during the summer.
Gotcha, okay. And then in the winter you snow plow and remove snow and stay busy all year round, it sounds like.
Well, no, it's not all around. What I do is I grade roads in the summer with the grader and then plow from October to March.
Okay, perfect. So you get a little free time there. Do you like to do any fishing or hunting up there?
Yes, I do that. I just got back from fishing. I got 24 red salmon.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so jealous.
Well, they are good eating.
Yeah, they are. I just had salmon the other day. Probably came from up there. But, yeah, I'd like to make a trip up there someday and do some fishing. I lived in Portland, Oregon, and fished Tillamook Bay for a little bit. Had some luck there, but surely didn't catch 23 like you did. They're probably smaller, too.
Valdez. Go to Valdez.
That's what I've heard. Yeah, I've got a buddy who's a commercial fisherman, and he's... trying to get me to go work with them and stuff a few times, and I'm like, I don't know. I feel like once I did it once, I'd be stuck, so.
Sometimes you just got to do it. You just gotta, get out and do something different.
I hear you. Well,
retired Air Force.
Retired Air Force? Okay. Yeah, my stepfather's retired Air Force. He did 35 years in, actually. So.
I did 36.
Okay, you beat him by two.
Yeah, so what I did is I did the 4 years as a sergeant, and then I was a civilian for 32.
Okay. He kind of did that. He ended up working, I guess I wouldn't really call it undercover, but pretty much as a civilian, building runways for, the planes to land and all over in Egypt, a lot in Africa.
That has to happen.
So he enjoyed it, though. He had a really good time.
Yeah.
Didn't want to quit. So,
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, were you looking to just add some more equipment for this summer if you're getting busy, or just needed some working capital to keep you afloat there?
Well, what's happened is the equipment got kind of wore down, and the banks around here won't loan you enough to, to get things going.
Gotcha, okay.
So I'm wondering if this could help me out. Sure look good when I was reading.
We got a lot of ways to go about it. I mean, we could probably use some of your equipment to secure as collateral if you wanted to do that. Otherwise, we do have an unsecured loan that the way that works is they'll lend a percentage of your annual sales, your gross annual sales, actually. Do you happen to know what your gross annual sales were last year, by any chance?
You don't want my retirement, just what I made in the business?
Right, just what you made in the business, right? Just the gross revenue of the business.
It wasn't too much of a year. It was around $5,000.
Okay, so you'd probably want to look into securing...
Retirement, too.
Gotcha. Yeah, your retirement's it's a good one. If it's anything like his, he's got a good retirement. He's a little beat up, but he's still ticking, so.
Yeah, well, you know, the good thing about working all them years is this retirement constantly comes in, but, you know, it's just enough to maintain.
Right. Well, that's good that you have it, though. It's definitely beneficial.
Oh, you bet.
Well, with what we're looking at, I think our best bet would be to probably just secure some financing for you through the collateral that you currently have. Do you own your equipment outright at this point?
Right. I own that equipment outright.
Okay. And of all the equipment that you own, how much would you say the value is? Kind of, you know, lowballing it.
$1,500.
Okay. And how much were you looking for total as far as an actual loan amount that would benefit you?
I was thinking around 25.
Around 25, okay. Well, usually, from my experience, the rule of thumb with collateral going the secured route is they'll usually give you half the value of the collateral, and they find out what that type of equipment sold for at auction or something like that. So they're trying to find the lowest value for it out there as it is. So I don't know that that would be quite enough for you, but we could possibly look into just getting a used piece of equipment for you. We're actually one of the only banks out there that'll consider doing a loan on used equipment. If is it the actual grader that you're looking to upgrade or have some work done on?
Well, no, I'm looking to upgrade the backhoe. The engine went out.
Okay, and that's going to cost you around 25, or 25
well,
includes.
Or trade it and get another one. Trade the one that's got the engine out.
Gotcha. Well, we could use multiple pieces of collateral too. We could probably use a grader. We could use the backhoe. And maybe get closer to that ballpark that you're looking for.
Right. Yeah.
So I tell you what I could do is, Scott, I could actually send you out, this is our application, it's just a simple one-page application, along with an equipment list, and if you could fill it out and put all the equipment that you have on there that you own outright, I can show that to my underwriters and try to get a value for you, and they'll kick back with some numbers and see if that's something that'd work out for you.
Right. You know, the leases are trying to work, and, you know, what happens on the other ones is the credit. You put in for a loan, and they check your credit card, and your credit score goes down and down and down after they check it.
Yes, you know, I mean, it's not a huge jump. The worst, I don't know if this even happens anymore. The worst I ever saw was some lady, she had her credit pulled like 30 times by some used car dealer, and it killed her score, but that's not going to be the case here. Now, we'll use one credit report, and we'll go from there, and that's how we'll actually handle it for you.
Yeah, well, at least you're trying to work with me, and, you know, that's at least, hopeful anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely give you a straight answer, and hopefully it's something we can do for you. But, Scott, how do you want me to get that information out to you? I could either email it to you or fax it to you, whatever's easier for you there.
I don't have a computer. My son's got computers, but I just use the mail.
Well, if you don't have one, then keep it that way. Not a bad thing.
I got all into it, and I told him in the next life.
There you go. Exactly. I hear you. Well, I could email your son, and he could maybe print it off for you or something, and I'll just outline what we actually need, if that works for you.
What's that?
I could email it to your son, and he could just print it off for you if that works out for you.
I'd have to get his email thing.
Okay, or if you have his number, I could give him a call and tell him what's going on, and I could call him. Otherwise, I can give you my direct number now, and once you get it, you can just call me back.
Oh, let's see. I'm going to do that, and because I'm fixing the head out to go raiding a parking lot, so I'm going to go to work, but I thought I could check. You know who your name is?
Sure, my name's Dennis.
Dennis.
Yes, sir.
Dennis, and no last name?
Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S.
Dennis Sanders.
And my direct number here is 858.
858.
519.
519. 5315. 5315. I got 858-519-5315. Dennis Sanders.
You got it, Scott. That'll be it.
All right. So I get the email from my son and get back with you.
You can do that, or you can have him call me, whatever's easier for you there.
Okay. That will work. I thank you, and thank you again.
No problem, Scott.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. We'll talk soon, buddy.
Bye.
Take care.
Yep.